16 after 8 is where we're at this morning. And of course, into the final hour of the show. And we move along now to our next feature. Now, last week, I think it was on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken, we had seen well-known radio broadcaster as well as motivational speaker Ashraf Garda reveal that he had tested positive for COVID-19. And, you know, post that, he had received loads of messages, you know, from people in terms of their prayers and get well soon. But furthermore, what I had appreciated was the fact that he chose to share his journey, his experience, and encouraged others that have tested positive to do the same. So we thought this morning we'd chat to him and find out just how he's doing as well. So Ashraf, assalamu alaikum, good morning, thanks for joining us.
Walaikum salam, Sabira, thanks for giving me the platform to share what I and my wife and I both experienced.
Only a pleasure. But first of all, you know, how are you guys feeling? How's it going thus far?
We're in reasonably good shape. I think, you know, as you're well aware in what's happened in the Western Cape is now visiting Johannesburg or the Gauteng region, the big concern when you are COVID positive is the degree of severity, which none of us really knows until we get it, okay? Mm-hmm. So from that point of view, I can now say safely, at this point in time, alhamdulillah, thank you, that it's very much a flu for me. Mm-hmm. My wife may be a bit more flu-ish or feverish than I am, but both of us, I think, have escaped at this point in time the issue of battling to breathe with lung problems, because we know that respiratory issue is what triggers off a whole lot of other complications, and at this point we don't have that.
Sure. When you started showing the symptoms and when you had gone for your test and received your test, did it come as a shock, you know, that you're COVID-19 positive?
I think, you know, it didn't come as a shock in terms of that it's possible that it could get to us, because, I mean, one can't be naive about what is going on around the world, okay? But perhaps what came as a shock is the sheer suddenness of it all. If you asked me last week, Monday, a week ago, COVID was certainly not going to be in my life, and we largely have been taken some serious precautions. My wife, Jamila, in particular, has really emphasized the need to embrace a home-based lockdown, and we've definitely done that. So, you know, how did it happen? Who knows? You know, that perhaps tells you how easy it is to actually become positive. So no, when it finally happened, it wasn't a shock about that it happened, but you do wonder for a few moments to say, okay, it's me. And the fact that I am asthmatic, Sabir, it did sort of trigger to say, I hope I'm going to be fine. But I can tell you that within, you know, it did not really escalate to the level that I had feared at this point in time. So that was from Wednesday onwards, and therefore I'm far happier for it.
Ashraf, why did you choose to share your COVID-19 story? And I mean, what's been the reaction to it?
You know, it's strange. I've been asked that by a few different media houses. It's been the most natural thing for me to do, and for many others, it's been like, why? We're surprised because many think of it as stigma related. Like, so let's start with the stigma part. Like, I've said this before, like, but what have we done? You and I and everybody else are merely victims of a global pandemic that has been promised to visit 60-70% of all of us. At some stage, even people listening to us right now, 6 out of 10 of them or 7 out of 10 will actually get it, right? So that hasn't been surprising. And I felt, therefore, it's important. I mean, I interact both as a radio or TV presenter, but also heading up the Champion South Africa movement as someone that needs to interact with greater society. And in many ways, it was the champion thing to do, to say, this is my position. And then I have to tell you very quickly, and I didn't realize this initially, very quickly I realized that I was in a minority of people sharing their status about being COVID positive. And people were hanging on to every word that, you know, words for myself, people like initially as well as Zimavavi, was one of the early ones, right? Khadija Patel has documented what happened to her family, Heidi Jokas as well from the ENCA. And then you see that people are hanging on to every word that we say, meaning people are comforted by you sharing your experience, and they're also learning from it. And maybe that is the big issue. When you share it, although by its nature, when you have COVID-19 and you're positive, you're in isolation, when you share that aspect, you bring in the entire country into your issue, and you find that the support from the entire country is far bigger than taking it on yourself and being in isolation.
Mm. Ashraf, let's speak about the Muslim community. I mean, we have a Muslim community here in the Western Cape, out in Gauteng. You guys have a Muslim community as well. Do they truly understand what's going on? I mean, you and I have seen on social media, there's weddings happening, there's funerals happening, and everything seems to be going about in a very normal fashion. You know, has it really hit home that, hey, this is COVID-19 and this stuff is real?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm based in Johannesburg, but I have just as much family in Cape Town. Mm. So, you know, if they're listening, salam to all of them. But to the people that I went for Hajj a few years ago, right? But to answer your question, I think to a degree, it's unfair to say nobody understands it and that people have been totally reckless. And it's also wrong to say people have been perfect. I think it's somewhere in between that. And it's not just a Muslim issue. It appears to be across the board that maybe by nature society feels their freedoms have been curtailed and they're trying to push, or they haven't fully comprehended the gravity of the situation when the president or the minister of health or Professor Abdul Karim or even Professor Mahdi as well from WITS says things like this can be a disaster. Maybe people don't quite get it until it gets close to home. So I think now, and sadly so, now that the numbers, both in the Western Cape and in the Johannesburg region, appears to be rising bigger and more so, now we're touching on 200,000 as a country, it does mean that initially, if there was one out of every 1,000 people you knew, or every 10,000 people, those numbers are changing. So if you live, and I'm looking at where you are now, if you're in the Salt River area, right, or the Woodstock region, perhaps before, if you knew one person, it's too much. You could easily probably rattle off 50 people or 100 people in your region. And that's going to change things because it does tell people, goodness, this is not something spaza, right?
Yeah.
On the second issue is the genuine risk for every person who's going to be safe and who has got no more than a flu, and I'm hoping that would be the case with all of us. There are people who are critical. There are people who are losing their lives. And that part, if they don't grasp, is a problem. And when I say grasp, for me, this is a phrase they need to understand, that not everybody will be infected by COVID-19, but everybody will be affected by COVID-19.
Absolutely. Ashraf, let's, you know, perhaps conclude with speaking about the hashtag South Africans with COVID. You know, are people taking to it, encouraging them to perhaps speak about their story?
Some people are, some people are not, and I'm not even worried about, like, that they have to actually use it, although I prefer to use it, South Africans with COVID. The point is simply to create the awareness that please share your position, share your status, share your vulnerability, share your fears. Of course, we fear for my children are all going for tests today, obviously, is an extension of what's happened to us, right? So share the vulnerabilities, and I can tell you, I see from my experience, people understand and they come to you and they rally and they support you in big numbers. And that support is across the cultural, religious, political, geographic spectrum. You bring in everybody else into your discomfort. The sharing is lighter because everybody cares and they genuinely do.
Ashraf, we have about 30 seconds to go. Any final remarks from yourself this morning?
Accepting this, I mean, people need to understand this part here. Initially, it was you were out at a picnic, there was a drizzle and a cap was sufficient. Then it started raining and an umbrella was needed, not the cap. There's a full-on storm now. Mm. You need to seek shelter.
Absolutely. Well, Ashraf Gada, thanks so much for joining us on air this morning and chatting to us on The Voice of the Cape. We thank you for your time and we wish you, as well as your wife and your family, a speedy recovery. And that was Ashraf Gada speaking to us this morning.